The Galloping Ghosts memory cards prove a disappointment. The FAA fines SkyWest Airlines. And NORAD scrambled F-16s over a mistuned radio. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, October 24th, 2011. General aviation can collectively exhale for the moment. NBAA has applauded a letter from House Republican transportation leaders to the leaders of the Congressional Joint Committee on Deficit Reduction, opposing the Obama administration's proposed aviation per-flight user fee for deficit reduction purposes. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman John Mica sent the letter to Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas and Senator Patty Murray of Washington, the committee co-chairs. It says, in part, quote, "We strongly support the current aviation financing structure. The president's proposed $100 per flight fee is an arbitrary number with no basis for its establishment. The FAA reauthorization proposal currently being pre-conferenced does not include new user fees for aviation," unquote. NBAA President Ed Bolin welcomed the letter and spoke in favor of general aviation's current fuel tax-based method of paying its way. Quote, "Per gallon fuel taxes work, but per flight taxes destroy," unquote. The NTSB announced Friday it was unable to retrieve any video from the memory cards from the Galloping Ghost, the P-51 that went down at the Reno Air Races September 16th. The cards were found in the debris field, but were reportedly too badly damaged to be read. A memory card taken from the plane's onboard telemetry unit is still being examined to determine if data can be retrieved from it. Additional telemetry data that was transmitted from the aircraft to the race crew on the ground is also being examined. Any information recovered from the card and any telemetry data will be included in the public docket. NTSB says it also has dozens of videos and hundreds of photographs provided by spectators at the air race. The board promises additional updates. The FAA is proposing a civil penalty of $160,000 against SkyWest Airlines of St. George, Utah, for allegedly operating four regional jets on four revenue passenger flights without following its procedures for documenting cargo and baggage, and as a result, operating those flights with incorrect weight, balance, cargo, and baggage load data. The four flights operated March 3rd from San Diego, Phoenix, Omaha, and Missoula to Salt Lake City. SkyWest has paid civil penalties in eight previous cases involving improper weight, balance, and loading calculations and documentation. The carrier has 30 days to respond to the latest allegation. NORAD says it scrambled two F-16s Thursday to intercept a civilian aircraft that was out of radio communications. The aircraft landed without incident at Centennial Airport near Denver. The pilot was met by local and federal authorities. Denver's KMGH-TV reports that, according to NORAD, the flight originated in Pittsburgh and refueled in Chicago before continuing on to Denver. FBI spokesman Dave Jolie told the station the pilot was not given the proper frequency to use after leaving Chicago, putting the pilot out of contact with ATC for that portion of the flight. The FAA says communications were reestablished before the pilot landed at Centennial Airport in Denver. Up next on ANN, NIMBYs are fighting back against new procedures out of JFK. The fight against Europe's carbon tax intensifies. And two new Lancairs make their first flights the same day. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, October 24th. I'm Paul Plack. New FAA procedures for JFK International Airport could push as many as 200 aircraft per day over Long Island, and that has NIMBYs on the warpath. WNBC-TV cites the FAA as saying the plan will not have any significant noise impact. Among those who disagree is self-described air noise critic Len Shire, who says it will make a bad situation even worse. Shire has set up a homemade device in his backyard to capture photographs and sound from airplanes passing overhead. The new plan has planes which depart to the west from JFK, turning north over Nassau County before taking up a westerly course over Long Island Sound in Westchester. Those flights had previously turned south over water before heading west. The FAA says the plan will help relieve traffic congestion and reduce delays in one of the world's busiest air corridors. A bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation met Friday in Montreal with the leaders of the International Civil Aviation Organization to discuss how to deal with a unilateral European carbon tax on airlines that's set to take effect January 1st. Florida Republican Representative John Mica led the delegation and foresees some real travel turmoil if the rules go into effect as is. Quote, "If imposed, this tax could close down direct travel from most central and western U.S. airports to Europe, and remaining airline ticket costs would skyrocket. This ill-conceived EU aviation tax scheme is a violation of international law," unquote. A host of other nations, including India and China, are already fighting the tax which the EU wants to apply even to portions of flights which occur outside its jurisdiction. Boeing is finally underway, 3 years late, with deliveries of the 787 Dreamliner, but the U.S. Government Accountability Office is raising doubts that the FAA has everything it needs in place to make sure composite aircraft it certifies are safe. GAO says the FAA applied 5 special conditions when it found that its airworthiness standards were not adequate to ensure that the composite structures of the 787 would comply with existing safety levels. These special conditions require Boeing to take additional steps to demonstrate the Dreamliner's structures meet current performance standards. The FAA also granted Boeing an equivalent level of safety finding when the manufacturer determined it could meet the standard but prove it differently from the method specified in that standard. The report concludes the FAA did follow its procedures correctly, but the GAO says it has remaining concerns over limited information on the behavior of airplane composite structures, technical issues related to their unique properties, standardization of repair materials and techniques, and training and awareness. The report did not make any specific recommendations for change. And finally today, Neil Longwell and Kevin Jackson, both from Austin, Texas, have been busy for the last 10 months building 2 Lance Air Evolution kit planes. Last Wednesday, both aircraft flew for the first time at Redmond, Oregon. The kits were assembled side by side in a rented hangar at Redmond, and both Longwell and Jackson temporarily moved there for the build so they could be close to the kit manufacturer's headquarters for advice. They also provided the factory with feedback to fine-tune the build manual. Each have built Lance Airs before. Neil, a Lance Air 4P and a Legacy, and Kevin, a Lance Air ES. The test flights were performed by Pete Zaccagnino of High Performance Aircraft Training. The first flight and transition training are included with the purchase of every Evolution kit. The flights were reported to be nearly squawk-free, with only a report of a high-speed idle on one of the aircraft. After completing their flight testing, both planes will get final paint and upholstery. Jackson's aircraft will be used for personal transportation. Longwell is the sales rep for Lance Air in the southern U.S. His plane will be a demo aircraft based at Spicewood, Texas. That is, if he ever returns there. I'm not sure how anyone could spend 10 months in Redmond and ever want to go back home. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves looks for universal lessons in the case of a Saratoga pilot who made a bad decision which cost him and his passengers their lives. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts on iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.